Good morning, Living Hope. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to start this morning by telling you that God has great plans for you. And He's blasting the trumpet to clear the atmosphere in your life so that His plans, which are written in His book, are manifest. Arise and awaken to the blast of Rosh Hashanah. Amen? Amen. How about you? That's good. So to understand what is written, for those online who can't hear it, wow, she's good. She's getting better. The shofar is being blown in the children's room as we speak. What a blessing to know that our children are learning the things of God instead of the things of the world. To understand what is written for you in the books of heaven, you must first connect with Him. You need to seek Him, and you need to meet Him. You can do all of these and experience more of His presence when you place your feet underneath the table of the King at Rosh Hashanah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning, and we thank You for Rosh Hashanah. We thank You for the Feast of Trumpets. We thank You, the hope of a new year. Father God, we do not seek just information that pops up. But Father God, we're looking for revelation. For through revelation, there is transformation. Holy Spirit, change us this morning. Let all that we say and do bring honor to You, Jesus, as we choose to become Christ-like. In Your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Rosh Hashanah is anticipation and hope of God's great plans for you in the next season. You know, as I think about it, we're kind of blessed. If we realize that we can have a new year, January 1st, you know, make all those resolutions and then forget them all like January 2nd. And but then to understand our biblical new year, to understand that in a loving God, there's a reset for each of us. A new year, new plans, a new season, a new beginning. Amen. See, many believers are not aware of the promises of inheritance that are released during Rosh Hashanah. Without knowing Rosh Hashanah, which ushers in hope of great plans for a biblical new year, we're left disconnected. We're left disconnected from our spiritual roots. Has anybody ever felt disconnected? I mean, just in the normal life? I mean, you can hang out with a group of people and still not feel connected, right? You could wear the badge that says I'm part of this club, or wear the leather vest from that motorcycle group, but you could still feel disconnected, right? We need to understand that God never desired us to feel spiritually disconnected. He never did. God never intended you to live disconnected from your roots. He grafted you in to the commonwealth of Israel. Did you know that? And He wants to fully embrace your new spiritual heritage. Well, I don't know, Pastor. Where do you get that from? I'm glad you asked me. Open up your Bibles to Ephesians. Oh, this really depresses me. I got so excited in Ephesians that I just whipped that open one day and then out the page went. And I was like, I don't know, do I tape it or do I just buy another Bible? I don't know. Got excited there. But in Ephesians 2, 12, it says this, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Do you know that there are people today that are living without God? Do you know that there are people today who are strangers to the covenants and the promises of God? They have no idea that God loves them. There's no idea because they've somehow alienated themselves. There's no connection. Romans 11:17 says this, but if some of the branches were broken off and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others and now shear the nourishing root of the olive tree. Do you know you don't have to be Jewish? What that's saying is that God made a way. I don't know if some of you ever realize that they have this way where they can take the branches off a tree and they cut it and then they split it and then another branch from a totally different tree, they can make a wedge and they stick it in and then they wrap it all up and before you know it, that branch lives. Do you know that we have been the branch that's been grafted in and we live? Do you know that because we've been grafted in, we now know our roots and the promises that come from that? It's exciting. See, God didn't leave us to be disconnected. God didn't leave us that we would be on our own. He said, I have a way that you can be grafted in. Whew, that's just so good. We understand the feeling of disconnection. However, as we begin to embrace the promises of God's covenants, He led us to observe His appointed time of Rosh Hashanah. Amen? Now, the benefits of Rosh Hashanah is the hope of a new year. How many of you ever, while you were growing up, wished that somehow you could get a do-over? But you know what? When I look back at those times that I wish I had a do-over, I may not have become the person that I am today if I never experienced that pain or those choices. And so as much as I don't like my past of some of the choices I've made, it is because of that that I am where I am today. I don't live my past, I don't live in the past, and I don't embrace those times. Celebrating Rosh Hashanah rings in the new year, a hope of wholeness, completeness. Rosh Hashanah is referred to as Yom Yeruah in the Bible. Yom Yeruah. Teruah. What did I say? Yeruah. Teruah. In the Bible. Which means a day of shouting and blasting. That's what it means. And this is why Rosh Hashanah is also called the Feast of Trumpets. Trumpets or shofars are blasting during Rosh Hashanah. And some people go, well, why do they do that? It's to awaken us to God's everlasting presence in our life. Now, when I just blew that shofar, I'm hoping that in some way it kind of like woke you up. Not that you're sleeping. But you know what? When you hear that blast, does it get your attention? It should. And this is what Rosh Hashanah is about. The blast of the trumpets to let you know that God's everlasting presence is in our lives. Though we may at times feel he's far away, he's never left us. Many times when I have people that just say God feels so distant is because they don't realize he's standing there right there with them. But Pastor, you just don't understand. I just don't feel like God is with me. Because you see, they're walking their will, their way, their thing. If all they would do is just turn around, they might realize he's been standing there the whole time. You see, that's the idea of repentance. You see, repentance doesn't mean I just say I'm sorry. It means I say I'm sorry, but then I stop going in that direction, I repent, and I turn around and I start looking at Jesus. That's true repentance. But I digress. So, though we might feel like he's far away, Rosh Hashanah is a time on God's calendar. God's calendar. Okay? For us to remember. And what are the things that he's looking for us to remember? I might as well just keep this with me here. Every point, you'll know there's a point coming. He's near, no matter our circumstances. That's what I want you to remember. He's near, no matter our circumstances. Psalms 145:18. Flip the slide for me, please. Psalms 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth." Now, that's another whole message that we can preach. But I need you to understand, no matter what you're going through, sometimes when we go through stuff, we're so consumed about the thing we're going through, we forget that God is right there with us. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Another thing, he saves and delivers you. In Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Do not be afraid." Oh, I just love that part. "Do not be afraid." Did I tell you I love that part? "Do not be afraid." How many of us realize when things don't go our way and circumstances arise and all of a sudden fear pops its ugly head? Word of God says what? "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Trust me when I tell you, these days, fear not, for the Lord is with you. And those things that are evil that you are seeing, they will be no more. He made you a new creation. Boy, that's something to get excited about. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." You know what I like about that scripture? Because I love quoting that. God didn't fix the broken thing. You see, some of us want to believe that I was broken. I have an issue. There's a physical thing. There's a mental thing. There's a whatever thing. And God's just going to fix it. No, if you stand on the word of God, God makes it new. And I said this last week, would you rather have a used car that got fixed? Or would you like something new off the showroom floor? Well, God made you new. And we forget that because sometimes it's easy to fall into old habits, old beliefs. And I'll tell you, the biggest place where believers get in trouble, it's with their mouth. You profess something that's not in God's word. You get what you sow. I call it the Eeyore syndrome. Oh, no, it'll never work. Oh, my tail will probably fall off again. Right? Some of you don't know Winnie the Pooh in the 100-acre woods with Eeyore. That will be your reading assignment, class. Okay. His mercies are new every day. His mercies are new every day. You're not going to believe this. I looked up the biblical Greek for every day. Every day. Like today. And tomorrow. And the next day. His mercies are new every day. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says this. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, it's not our faithfulness. It's great is your faithfulness, his faithfulness. The Lord's mercies are not consumed. His compassion never fails. Amen? When we meditate on covenant promises as part of our inheritance, it aligns us with the Lord for the year ahead. Now think about that. When we meditate on the promises of God, when we meditate on the covenant that God has made with us, when we meditate on God's word, you see, this is where part of the problem happens, is that if we're meditating on the doctor's report, if we're meditating on the news, if we're meditating on anything that's not God's word, we're going to find ourselves in trouble. Right? When we meditate on his promises, when we meditate on his word, when we meditate in that way, life is exciting. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Woo, Lord. Oh, man. I know the situation around us, but, oh, my God is bigger than that. Oh, man. God, you're going to take care of that. You see, when the stuff hits the fan, and I saw that bumper sticker. It says, stuff hits fan. Yeah. When stuff happens, you know that bumper sticker, right? When the stuff hits the fan, it's real easy to find out who's standing on the word of God. You see, otherwise we don't know. You could tell me, oh, I'm good. But are you? And when the squeeze comes, where do you run? Where do you go? What's your attitude? How do you respond? These are all of those things that God's word, if we're reading his word, if we're reading his covenants, if we're reading his promises, if we believe that he is for us and not against us, when we believe that he has the plan for us, life is really good. Because you see, when you know the purposes of God in you, you don't care about the process. Does that make sense? When you know the promises of God, the process doesn't faze you in the least. You go through stuff and you wonder, like, why am I going through this? It won't matter. Because you already know the purposes of God, you know the plans of God, and you know where you're going. But if you don't know, that's when it gets a little shaky. Gets a little shaky. So let us step into our assignments and rise to the awakening blasts, ushering God's glory at the head of the year. This is the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah. I love that sound. I don't know, maybe in heaven that'll be like one of my things I'll get to do. I don't know. Maybe we'll all have. You know what? If you want to bring a shofar to church and like just blast it when the Lord just like gives you a revelation, you could do that. I'm not the kind of person that says, class, everybody sit there with your hands folded. No, you should come and see my class. Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. Now, some of us been feeling pretty much like our tail's been kicked around. But God says, you're not the tail, you're the head. You're the head. Amen? You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Oh, man. Why did you read that part? You see, I just like the part that said, I'm the head and not the tail. I didn't know there was heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and be careful to observe them. You mean I got to do something? That's a teenager thing. Yeah. Yeah. You see, Rosh Hashanah is the hope of the new year. Today is the beginning of your new year. Your spiritual new year starts today. Your do-over starts today. You know what I think about that? The hope of the new year? This is what I think about. Shake off the old. Shake it off. We've been through crazy times. The last few seasons of time of pruning and changing and disunity and anger and deception and fear. All these things going on. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the CDC just said, well, you know, the COVID thing isn't like anymore. We made a mistake. Oops. Oops. Do you know every commercial you hear on TV that starts like this? If you may have taken blah, 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 and find yourself in blah, 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 then you may have a lawsuit, blah, 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 blah. Do you know every one of those blah, 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 blah was government approved? Think about that the next time you want to put something in your body. I'd rather put the word of God in my body and expect God to do a miracle than the wisdom of man. But that's another message. Anyway, and yet within it, God has brought about change for the better. Do you know that there's more people talking about the Word of God? There's more people standing up professing truth than I've ever heard before? This is a good thing. Amen? Amen. That's a great thing. The next thing. It's time to awaken and receive a fresh impartation of the Lord. Some of us are eating yesterday's manna. Some of us are living off of last year's miracle. Expect something new. It's a new year. Expect something fresh. Expect that God is going to do something in your life this year that's never been done before, so that this time next year you'll say, oh man, I never even thought of that would ever happen in my life. I never thought God would use me like that in my life. Right? Expect a fresh anointing. Expect a fresh impartation. Expect it. Expected. Church, don't settle for leftovers. Now, I like leftovers in food. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? When it's been in the refrigerator long enough and I go, oh, what is that? And my wife says, I don't know. Why don't you smell it? And I'm like, why don't you smell it? It doesn't look very good. You know what? That's what God's saying to you. Why are you settling, not just for leftovers, but leftovers that have been sitting around that they don't even look like they were supposed to? They have fuzz on them. And they're blue. And they smell like someone's shoe. Now have a bite of that. It's good. You're like, no, I won't. And sometimes even things that look fresh are not fresh. Expect a fresh anointing. I was over at Gelly's house on Thursday. She says, I think these raspberries went bad. I just bought them the other day. So I looked at them. They looked beautiful, and I love raspberries. Oh, my gosh. I love it. And she goes, I'm just not sure. She's 95. You know, maybe she doesn't have her taste buds. Well, I took the two juiciest ones, and I put those in my mouth. I couldn't get to the door fast enough to go, bah, because it looked good. But it was not good. Thank you, Gelly. It was deceiving. And you know, the things of the world can really look good. Sin looks good. Sin feels fun when you first start, and then you realize how much you get into it and how much control it has over you. And it doesn't have to be crazy. Sin is, oh, I killed somebody. No, it's just taking steps away from the will of God. That's it. That's sin. It's a me, me, me instead of him, him, him. I don't even know how I got on that. We need to take time for an awakening, for that impartation. Do you want more peace? Do you want more prosperity? Do you want more purpose in your life? Do you want more of a God's inheritance in your life? This is what we're talking about. It's a new year. Take it. It's yours. This is our time of a new beginning. Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning. The word Rosh Hashanah means head, the head of the year, a new beginning. Our covenant with God is about a deep commitment relationship with him. Do you have a relationship, or are you an acquaintance of his? That's your question and answer. I'm just tossing it out there. My cry has always been, Lord, I want to know you more. Like, sometimes I feel guilty because I keep wanting to know you more. Like, that was good yesterday, but can I know you more? It almost seems kind of like an obsession, but it's a good obsession. Our covenant reflects our commitment to our Creator. And every covenant, if you read about covenants and you understand covenants, every covenant comes with the promise. Do you know the promises you're entitled to? You might be missing out. You could have got it supersized for free. It's a time of celebration and connection. As we prepare our hearts for the fall feast, we anticipate the awakening blast of the shofar at Rosh Hashanah. And then that leads us to, 10 days later, a call to repent at Yom Kippur, and a door to open as we rejoice and remember the covenant relationships with the Lord at Sukkot. But you see, if we don't know these fall feasts, if we don't understand God's calendar, we miss out. We miss out on the blessings that he has for us. It's a time of inheritance. Rosh Hashanah is a time when we can choose to inherit the season of God. When we choose to follow after God, our lives change forever. Do you know, I still remember the day I said yes to Jesus. I still remember. I can't tell you the date. I apologize for that. But I know exactly where I was. And when I said yes to that, it was never the same. Oh, I may have strayed. I'm not going to let you tell you that I was this little perfect angel. No way, Jose. But when I made that decision, it never was the same again. When we choose to follow after God, our lives change forever in an infinite number of ways, and many of which we might not even realize. One of these changes is your inheritance. And yes, we have an inheritance in heaven, and there is much that we can access even here on earth. Rosh Hashanah is the preparation of ourselves and our relationship with God to answer His call for our lives. God has a call for your life. And as the new year starts at Rosh Hashanah, let the Spirit of God awaken your soul. Let it encourage you to worship. Let it release divine instruction. I know that many of you call and say, hey, Pastor, what do you think about this? Pastor, can we pray about that? And I appreciate that. And I do pray with you, and I pray even after we're done that God would speak to you. But you know, God wants to have that relationship with you. I would love it to say, you know what? Pastor, I've been thinking about this and then this, and I have been praying and seeking God after it. And then I said, really, what scripture has He shown you? Then I know that you spent that time with Him. Because He has a plan and a purpose for you to awaken us. Let the blast of the shofar remind you of the hope of the new year. Amen. Let's pray.